we can stop our problems from spilling over into other communities. The same applies to Colombia. We have to deal with problems here to stop them from overflowing into other countries. When Farlis, Juan Elias, and I appeared on television in Panama, we said that the children in Colombia are struggling to make peace so that children in Panama will not have to suffer as we have. A few years ago, I had a recurring nightmare. I was running very fast, and ahead of me was a huge cauldron filled with a boiling yellow liquid. I didn't know what the liquid was, but I was about to throw myself into it. Then someone whom I recognized in the dream, but in reality I didn't know, grabbed me by the hand and wouldn't let me fall. He forced me to stop. Even now, I can remember every detail of his face. At first, this dream scared me because I was afraid that something very bad was going to happen to me. It doesn't frighten me now, perhaps because I believe there will always be someone there to help.
Myerly's pretty amazing. She was only 16 when she told this story. Her family has hardly any money, and they live in just two little rooms. But that hasn't stopped Myerly from doing everything she can to teach and help other people and bring peace to her country and the world. Let's go on to Beto's story on page 74.